We're learning Yeshaya Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Our Kodesh Baruch Hu had been talking about Mashiach, Hein Avdi Esmach Bo, He's my servant that I'll uphold. And then we spoke about our Klal Yisrael, Hashem was created, heavens and earth, cares for Klal Yisrael and is guarding us and making us L'or Goyim, the light to all the nations, that we're the one to bring the knowledge of Hashem to the world. In the earlier Nevuos, the prophecies came true, HaRishonos Hinei Bo'u, the early prophecies came about, and now I'm going to tell you new Nevuos about the final Geula. And in Pasuk Yud, Shiru L'Hashem Shir Chadash, the Navi says to sing out to Hashem, when the Geula, when the redemption comes. And now in Pasuk Yud Dalet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hecheshesi me'olam, I've kept quiet me'olam from way back, I've always kept my silence. Acharish, I've been still. Es apok, and I restrained myself. I held my emotions in. I've seen Klal Yisrael suffering in the galus. As Rashi says, I've endured the fact that there's the Churban, that my house on earth, the Beis HaMikdash, has been destroyed. And I've been quiet and silent. And I've held it in. But there's a limit. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he'll no longer, kaviyachal, he won't be able to tolerate this status quo, the way we're suffering in Golus. But kayoleda efe, the very often the Geula is described as giving birth, where there are labor pains before, but eventually something is new comes into existence, something that wasn't seen before. It's like the birth is the geula, is the redemption. And kayoleda efe, Hashem says, like a woman in childbirth, efe, I'll cry out, eshom ve'eshaf yochad, eshom, I'll lay waste, ve'eshaf, and I'll swallow up, yachad, together. There'll be a punishment on all of those nations that have caused the suffering, and the geula will come. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Amar li Rav Achila Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Miyom Shacharav Beis HaMikdash, from the day of the Churban, Ain't schok la kodesh baruch hu. There's like no laughter, kaviyachol, whatever this means. But there's sometimes a person has such joy that it just he can't restrain himself and he laughs. There's schok ha kodesh baruch hu from the time of the churban. Ain't schok la kodesh baruch hu. There's no laughter for our kodesh baruch hu. And the Gemara says, "Menolan deleka schok." How do you know there's no laughter? Ilei mamidich siv. Vayikra Hashem Elokim Tzvokos. It says Hashem will call out. We had this in Yeshaya Perek Chof Beis. It says Hashem is going to call out by Yom Ahu on the day of the Churban, Libechiyu, Lemispeid, Olakorcha, for crying and eulogizing and for people pulling out the hair from anguish. So you see that Hashem is going to be so distraught, Kaviyachal, over the Churban. But that doesn't mean that Hashem never has laughter anymore. Kaviyachal. Again, all these things are can't be taken literally, but it's in a way that we can somehow get a comprehension a little bit. But Tilmahu Yom Vesulo, the Pasuk says, on the day of the Churban, Hashem will be in, and Hashem is calling out for expressions of grief. But maybe it's only the day of the Churban. How do you know that Hashem no longer feels there's no schok anymore? So the Gemara says, Ela dichsiv, the Pasuk, if I forget Yerushalayim, my right hand should lose its It's talent, it's ability. Tidbak lishoni lechiki, my tongue should stick to the palate, imezloaz karechi, if I don't remember Yerushalayim. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's always that awareness of Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says still, Dilma Shikhu Daleka. Maybe it means that Hashem never forgets Yerushalayim. Avoschok miyayika, but it could be on occasion. Hashem laughs. How do you know there's no longer any schok before Hashem? So the Gemara brings our pasuk, Elameha. From this pasuk, Hecheshei Simei Olam, Hashem says, I've been silent from always. I've long been silent. Acharish, I've been still. Es apok, I've restrained myself. V'goymer. From this pasuk, this is the pasuk that Hashem says, and not just He doesn't forget Yerushalayim, but He's constantly holding it in, that He can't, He's living with the feeling of the Churban. It's a pasuk, I just wanted to take a moment, the pasuk we're all aware of, but Im eshkochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. If I forget Yerushalayim, my right hand should forget its ability. So Tosfos says, Pashtei Dikra Kach. The simple meaning of the pasuk. The Gemara very often expounds it and makes a drasha, but the simple meaning, when you're reading this pasuk, the simple meaning Tosfos says is as follows. Im eshkochech Yerushalayim. If I forget Yerushalayim, Shenoshir Shir Hashem al Admas Nechar, that everyone who was exiled and they came from Yerushalayim and they would sing the songs of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and then I would sing these songs on foreign soil. That's a nice music, it's a nice song, and just sing it in the Golos. Tishkach Yemini. My right hand should lose its ability, Milanagin Bakinor, that I should no longer be able to play the harp. Tibak lishoni lechiki, my tongue should stick to the palate. Im erza lishorir bepeh, if I want to sing with my mouth, I should lose that ability. Im lo eskerechi, if I don't remember Yerushalayim. That's the simple meaning. The simple meaning is, it's talking about the people who were exiled al Naros Bovel, by the rivers of Bovel. We sat there and we cried and we said, if we sing these songs and we play the music, we should lose all such ability. That's the simple meaning. So the Marsha says a beautiful point. When we come to this pasuk, it's something to think of. The Marsha says, Kosva Tosis Pashti Dekra. Tosis writes, the simple meaning of the pasuk is kach. Im eshkochech Yerushalayim, shenoshe, that we sing, v'chuli. V'hadurash tohocha. Why does the Gemara learn differently? The Gemara learns as if Hashem says, I, Hashem, won't forget the Churban. The drasha over here refuses such an explanation. Mishum dekol ha-mizmor b'loshen rabin. Yoshavnu gam bochinu. If you look at that mizmor, it's all in the plural. By the rivers above us, we sat down. And Bochinu, we cried. Eich Noshir, how could we sing? It's all in the plural. V'goymer. And then it says, Im Eshkochech, if I forget. It should say, Im Nishkach, whatever, if we forget. What's Im Eshkochech, if I forget? Loshen Yochid. Mashmalahu, so the Gemara understood, Dim Eshkochech, Eino Mechuber Le'ech Noshir. It's not the people saying, how could we sing? How could I forget is somebody else talking. It's not the same subject of those who said, how can we sing? The words of Im Eshkochech are the words of Hashem. So the simple meaning of the pasuk is as we all understand it. Im Eshkochech Yerushalayim, I can't forget Yerushalayim. But also gives you a glimpse in how the Gemara darshens a pasuk. If you look at it, everything's in the plural. And then all of a sudden it says, Im eshkochech, if I forget. Because Hashem is saying, I won't forget Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says, okay, Hashem doesn't forget. But how do you know Hashem doesn't laugh? And for that, It brings our pasuk. Hecheshesi me'olam. Hashem says, I've long kept silent. Acharish. I've been still. Es apok, I hold it in. But kayoleda efe. Like a woman giving birth, efe, I'll cry out. Eshom ve'eshaf yochad. I will lay waste and I'll swallow up together. Achriv horimu gvoz. I'll destroy the mountains and the hills. Rashi says it means the kings, the strong ones, looking at the world as we experience that there are leaders that are like mountains and there are others that are only like the hills, but it's in a figurative sense. I'll destroy the mountains and the hills, v'chol espam ovish, and all of the herbage I'll cause to wither. The herbage, the grass is the common people, those that aren't the kings and the rulers. V'samti nahoros la'iyim, I'll turn the rivers into islands, v'agamim ovish, and I'll dry up the marshes. The Malbim says a different explanation than the other Mefarshim. The Malbim says, Hashem is saying as follows. Again, every word, the Malbim places a strong emphasis that no words are synonyms. Every word has its own meaning. Hecheshesi means when somebody doesn't talk. We say in Kohelis, Eis lachashos, there's a time to be silent. Beis ladaber, and a time to speak. Lamant Yerushalayim lo Achomasayich Yerushalayim hifkadati shomrim tamid lo yecheshu. I've made watchmen, guards on the walls of Yerushalayim tamid lo yecheshu. They won't be quiet, but they'll keep on requesting the geula. They won't be quiet. On the other hand, the word acharish means not to respond. We had at the end of Perek Lamed Vav, when Rav Shoke was standing outside the walls of Yerushalayim, and he was saying terrible words of chiruf and giduf, of blasphemy, of disgrace, that the idols couldn't save their people. And he was saying, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was saying terrible words of chiruf and giduf. And it said over there in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayacharishu v'lo anu oso davar. Vayacharishu means they didn't respond. The Malbim understands as follows. Hecheshesi me'olam. Almost it's a rhetorical question. Hashem says, do I let the flow of history go without letting people know of my presence and giving them a glimpse of a chance and awareness of Hashem? Have I always been quiet? And certainly when things are worse now and Klal Yisrael is suffering in Golus, just like I haven't been quiet, Hecheshesi me'olam, have I been silent? And now, it's not just a question of not talking, like Kavi Yochel. Klal Yisrael is suffering. Acharish, do you expect me not to respond? The words of blasphemy and the suffering that Klal Yisrael is enduring, Acharish, you expect me not even to respond when it's almost a response is warranted. And Esapok, I should hold it in. But Kayoleda Efe, like a woman giving birth, Efe, I'll cry out. Eshom, the word Eshom is like the word Nishima, to breathe, where you... The air comes out of your body, you're exhaling. Eshom ve'eshaf. Eshaf is to swallow up. A woman in labor, they'll discuss all the breathing exercises about inhaling and exhaling and to control the breathing. The Malbim says, Kayolei do'efe. Hashem says, I'll cry out like a woman giving birth. Eshom ve'eshaf yochad. And when the pain is intense, the exhaling and the inhaling, the eshom, the breathing out, and the eshaf, swallowing in the air, will all happen at the same time. And if you're wondering how that's going to be in this world, you have to picture something like a volcano. all of a sudden the volcano, the heat builds up inside, and it says the sulfur, and it describes exactly how the heat inside the earth builds and builds and builds, and it's contained. And then all of a sudden the moment comes when Achriv Harim Ugavos, I'll destroy the mountains and the hills, and the lava will come bursting out of the earth like the baby that's being born. V'chol espam ovish, and it'll spill over, and it'll dry out, and it'll burn out any grasses or anything that's on that mountain. V'samti naharos lo'iyim, and whatever water, whatever rivers were below will be dried up, and it'll become like islands. And as the river dries up, and it's evaporated and covered with the lava, you end up with little ponds. In other words, the river, the flow of the river is broken up and you have like islands. But then it continues that even the little pools of water, Vagamim Ovish, the marshes, the where the water gathered, that also all dry up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying there'll be like an upheaval in the world. And he says, when the volcano happens, there's in the atmospheric pressures, there's a tremendous expelling of energy and heat. And at the same point, there's air that rushes into the crater. And so there's the Eshom Eshaf Yochad, like the exhaling and the inhaling. There's an atmospheric transformation, the air going in and out. And that's what Hashem is saying. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's to describe the tremendous upheaval when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say that the time for the Geulah is here and we can't tolerate anymore the suffering of Klal Yisrael. As the Ma'ari Kora says, Hecheshesi Me'olam, I've been silent for a long time, Kol Ma'ashehi Reyu Lehem Umos LeYisrael. The nations of the world have done so much evil, so much suffering to Klal Yisrael, but eventually Hashem says, it'll end. V'holachti Ivrim, and I'll take the blind, b'derech lo yodou, on a road that they don't know, they haven't been on before, but there's Jews scattered all over the world, and from every place they'll be coming back to Eretz Yisrael from all different directions on routes that haven't been traversed. B'derech lo yodou, on a road they never knew. B'nesivos lo yodu adrichem, and on paths that they didn't know. Adrichem, I'll guide them. Osim machshach lifnehem lo'or, I will turn darkness before them into light. Umakashim lemishor, and the crooked places I'll make straight. Ela hadvarim, these are the words, the things that asisim. The Malbim would learn asisim, I've done it in the past, meaning I have at least made you aware of my presence. And the other Meforshim would say that Hashem has hecheshesim yolam, He has been quiet, and He hasn't let us know, but asisim. And the prophetic words, it's as if it's happened. Asisim, I've already made it a reality, v'lo azavtim, and I haven't abandoned Klal Yisrael. There are three things that would impede a blind person from traveling, or a person from going on the road. If he's blind, he can't see how to go. If it's dark, then even with his vision, it wouldn't help. If it's dark, he can't travel. And if the road is all twisted and crooked and not, it's not a good road, he wouldn't be able to come. But Hashem says, for the geula, v'holachti ivrim, and I'll bring the ivrim, but the word holachti is like I'll lead them, I'll take them by the hand, v'holachti, and I'll take them, b'derech, and derech is a wide road. Lo yado. And if it was a road that they were aware of, a blind person who's used to walking a certain route, he has a stick, but he basically knows how long the block is, and how he's familiar with the road. If it's a road that he knows, a blind person is able to walk. But now, v'holachti ivrim, I'll lead the blind, b'derech lo yado, even though it's a derech that they don't know. and I'll take them even b'nisivos. Nisivos is a path, which is a lot smaller and narrower and a lot more difficult for a blind person. But even if it's a nisivos, a narrow path, lo yodu, and they don't know that path, not only will I lead them, but adrichem. Adrichem is I'll guide them, I'll have them walk, and I'll give them the ability, adrichem, that they can go themselves. I'll give them the route, and they'll know how to go. The blindness will not be a problem. And we'll see further in the further psukim, the blind here is referring to Klal Yisrael and Golus. Osi machshach lifneim la'or. The darkness will become for them light. And it doesn't say osim choshech. Choshech is darkness. Machshach is the source of darkness. Almost as if whatever causes the darkness will now cause for them light. Like a Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was darkness for the Mitzrayim, for the Egyptians, and at the same time the Bnei Yisrael had life, had light. The source of darkness for them was light for us. And I'll take that machshach, and it'll be for them la'or, for light. Umakashim lemishar, and that crooked path will become a straight one. Eila devorim. These are the things, asisim, that I've done, v'lo azavtim, and I've not neglected Klal Yisrael. Nosogu ochar. They'll withdraw to the rear. They'll turn, they'll move back. Yevoshu boshes, and they'll be deeply shamed. Habodchim ba'posel. Those who trust in the pesel and the idols. Ha'omrim l'maseicha. Those that say to molten idols, Atem Eloheinu. You are our gods. As the Malbim explains, there are two forms of the idol worshippers, two groups. There are those that believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they believe in Hashem, but they that there's a God, there's a power, but the way to serve Him is through a medium, that they worship this, whatever, this idol that represents something, and that's the way that Hashem will give them blessing. For those people, they're botkim ba'posel. They put their bitachon, their trust, that by serving this idol, Hashem will, things will be good for them. Those people are nasogu achar. They'll withdraw to the rear, they'll turn back, they'll say, forget about going to the pesel anymore, that idol's not going to help us, we have to turn directly to Hashem. Then there are those who believe in a masecha. Masecha can also be like the word nesichim, nesicheyom, the leaders, the princes, the nobility. When that word is used for an idol, it means those that believe the idol themselves has a power. Not that it's a medium, it's a way to serve God, to find favor, but the idol itself has power. And those people, ha'omrim l'maseicha atem Eloheinu, that they say to the idol, you are our God, they'll be yevoshu boshes. Not just they'll withdraw from their service, but they'll feel a tremendous shame for attributing all the goodness from Hashem to their idols. Hacher shim shemo, in Pasuk Yudches. Hacher shim shemo. You deaf ones, listen. Ve'ha'ivrim, and the blind ones, Habitu liros, gaze to see. Look. First, I'll explain these psukim with the Mari Kora's approach. The Mari Kora says, Klal Yisrael make themselves as if they're deaf in Golus. You're walking down the street, and a guy sticks his head out the window, and he makes some comment about a Jew, and you're quiet, you tolerate it. That's it, you know, you can't go chasing after every, you know, that's it, you accept it, that's Golus. Hacher shim shemo, till now you may have been deaf, but in the future when the Geula comes, you'll be able to hear everything that's said, because you'll see retribution, and there'll be a punishment, there'll be a din v'cheshbon, but in Golus, we're chershim, we're like deaf. V'ha'ivrim, and the blind, Haroim bizyonim, they see their disgrace. and they pretend they don't see. The guy spits at you, whatever. He just, you know, you can't react. You know? That's golos. But when the geula comes, v'ha'ivrim habitu liros, you'll be able to gaze, to see who are those who are being macharef and magadef, who are those that are disgracing and mocking us, and those people that are our enemies will be punished. And you'll see, Vani Parea Mehem, Hashem says, I'll pay them back. I'll punish them. Mi Iver Kim Avdi, who is blind but my servant? Those that go through and they are able to overlook what's done to them. There's no nation like that that can tolerate it like Klal Yisrael. V'cheresh, and who's the one that's deaf? Kemalochi Eshloch, like the messenger whom I'm sending. And the Marikara says they're deaf and they tolerate it and they put up with their insults. They're shkulim alai. They're equal to me like Eliyahu. Hinei anochi sholeach lachem es Eliyahu anovi. I'm sending to you. Sholeach lachem. The malach that I'm sending, my messenger, is Eliyahu anovi. V'cheresh in Klal Yisrael, being quiet and tolerating the taunts and the ridicule, they become kemalochi eshloch, like Eliyahu Hanavi. The Gemara says tremendous things about a person who can be shomim cherposam ve'enam meshivim. They hear their disgrace and they don't respond. Mi iver ki meshulam, who is blind? Ki meshulam, like a perfected person, that if a person can tolerate it, and he does it because of a service for Hashem, that gives him a perfection. He becomes an Adam HaSholem. Mala ani olav, the Marikor brings the words, I consider it ki'ilu ki'im kol mitzvosai, as if he kept all of my mitzvos. He's a meshulam, he's a complete person. V'iver, the one that makes himself blind, not to see and to overlook, he's ke'eved Hashem, like Moshe Rabbeinu, who's called the Eved Hashem. Ros, Rabos, they see many, many evils, they see many suffering, they see much. Ros, Rabos, they see a lot. Velo sishmor, and yet they don't heed, they don't pay attention. They pretend they didn't see it. Pakoach aznayim, their ears are open. Velo yishma, and yet they make it as if they don't hear. And since Klal Yisrael is so dear, and they endure gullus, and they tolerate it because that's what Hashem decreed. So, Me'achar shekol kach chavivim lefonov. The Ma'ari Kara says, if they're so dear to Hashem, that each one is like Moshe, and like Eliyahu, so why did Hashem put us into this galus? Why are we here? And the answer is lemarek avonam lahatzikom liyom hadin, that the isurim themselves give us this perfection, and we're accomplishing tremendous things by this suffering. And besides that, Hashem chafetz leman tzidko. Hashem wanted Leman Sivko, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzadikim, to make us matztikim liyom hadin, we should be perfected, we should be righteous on the day of judgment. We've suffered so much. And not only that, yagdil Torah v'yadir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has increased the Torah. It says, higdil lahem Torah sheyiu oiskim ba. And through Vayidei Oskanba, Yadiru Osam Liyom Hadin. He placed us into Golas to enjoy the suffering, to tolerate the suffering, which will bring us the eventual enjoyment. And also, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, Hashem has made the Torah so great, and we're involved in learning Torah, that itself will bring us a tremendous zechus. That's the way the Ma'ari Kara understands these psukim. Other Meforshim learn, Hacher Shem Shmo, the Metzuda says, you who are deaf, Shmo, listen. People make themselves as if they don't hear the Devar Hashem. Hashem has a message and they're tuned out. V'ha'ivrim, they're blind. They don't see what they have to do. They don't see the mitzvos. Habituliros, but it's time that you should gaze and see what Hashem wants from us. Mi'iver ki'im avdi, who's blind but my servant? V'cheresh k'malochi yeshloch, and deaf like the messenger that I'm sending. You wonder, I'm addressing Klal Yisrael as the blind and as the deaf, and you look around and you see there's a lot of anoshim kisherim, a lot of good people. And you're calling them all blind and deaf. They don't listen to the mitzvahs, they don't look. But the Navi's saying harsh words of rebuke. Who's deaf and who's blind but the servant of Hashem? That if he is Kim Avdi, if he's the servant of Hashem, and he sees others doing wrong, he should correct them. He should put a stop to it. He shouldn't tolerate whatever kilkul hador. And these the cheresh, like the malachi eshloch, there are people who've reached a level of chokhmah. It's as if Hashem has sent them. They're perfect for the job, and yet they're deaf. They don't hear their role and their mission in life, and they don't set out to correct others. Mi'iver ki meshulam, who's blind but the person who himself is such a shalem? Ve'iver, and he's blind ke'eved Hashem. Somebody who's meshulam, or he's the eved of Hashem, he should certainly have his eyes open. Ros, rabos, they see so much chachma, below sishmar, and yet they don't guard the fellow Jew from doing wrong. Pakoach aznayim, their ears are open to hear so much Torah and mitzvahs, below yishma, they don't hear what others are doing, they don't see to it that others should hear. Hashem chofetz leman tzidko, Hashem wants, the main chafetz that Hashem wants is leman tzidko, that the tzaddik and the eved Hashem should be matzdik others, leman tzidko, he should make others righteous. Yagdil Torah v'yadir, to increase Torah and make it mighty. That's the way the Matsudas translates the pasuk. Other Meforshim learn almost as if what we see through the centuries. Very often, Klal Yisrael is confronted with troubles. And the tzaddikim and the gedolim say, Hachershim, you blind people, Shmo, you deaf people, Shmo, listen. Don't you hear the news? You hear what's happening in the world? Don't you realize that Hashem wants us to do this and wants us to change that? V'ha'ivrim, and you're blind people. Habituliros, look to see. And very often people have the response, what are those tzaddikim? And what are those gedolim? No, they don't keep up with the news like us, and they don't hear what all the political analysts say, and they don't follow the latest business forecasts, and they're not aware. They're just involved in their learning and their davening. Mi'iver kim avdi. They look at it and they say, who's blind but the Eved Hashem? The Radak says, Atem Tomru, you say about the Novi Hashem, Shu Avdi, who is my servant, you say Shehu Iver, he's blind. V'cheresh, and you say, you know who's deaf, who's out of tune with the world, and he doesn't hear what's going on? Who's the cheresh? K'malach Yeshloch, the one that I send a Novi with a message, and everyone thinks that they know better what needs to be done. Mi'iver ki meshulam, who's blind like the one who's meshulam, who's so complete, ve'iver ke'eved Hashem, or the one who's blind like the Eved Hashem? And the Novi's going to say, no, you got to realize the truth. But as I say, it's so clear when events happen in the world, there's almost two different responses. There's the response of the media and the secular world, and they say, you know, everything, this caused that, and you know, whatever. And they have their whole explanation and rationale for what's going on. But a person has to know the truth, that the ones that really see, the ones that hear, the ones that are attuned, are the gedolim and the tzaddikim, those that have a closeness to Hashem. The Malbim says, Hachershim Shemo, something that's wood or that stone, you wouldn't say they're blind or they're deaf. The whole term doesn't apply to them. You can only say about somebody who would have the ability to see, and he can't, he's blind. But something that's created that never has any connection at all with sight, the term really is not applicable. The Navi says, "Hachershim shemo," those that are deaf, meaning there are people who should be able to hear, and yet they don't. Those are the ones we're going to call the deaf. The ha'ivrim, there are those who should be able to see, and yet they don't. To those people, we can call them blind. Something that is far removed and has no connection at all to sight, you can't say that the stone is blind. The stone has no shaychus, no ability to come close to vision. But those that are ivri means somebody who should have his vision and does not. The ha'ivrim habitu liros. The ivrim should gaze liros to see. So as the Malbim says, lo yagunu ha'ovde kochovim. The goyim are not disgraced. Al shaloro niflos Hashem. That they didn't see the wonders of Hashem. Or that they didn't hear the words of prophecy. The goyim can't see, they can't hear, because they have no connection with prophecy. They're not attuned to seeing the wonders of Hashem. It's not part of their nature. It's only Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has the inner senses that they can see, meaning to comprehend. You see what happens, and with your makeup, the fact that you're a Jew, you're able to see the deeper meaning, what Hashem wants from you. And you're able to hear the words of Nevuah. So, Hachershim Shemo v'ha'ivrim habitu liros, the deaf and the blind is referring to Klal Yisrael, because they are the ones who are able and who should be able to see and to hear. Mi iver kim avdi, who's the one who's blind? No one except for my servant. Except for Klal Yisrael, the rest of the world is not even considered blind because they're so removed. V'cheiresh, who's the cheiresh? Only k'maloch yeshloch, somebody that could be a Navi, and he has everything necessary, and yet he doesn't want to say Nevuah, he doesn't want the Nevuah. That's the cheiresh, the blind person. Mi'iver k'meshulam. And as we've mentioned previously, to be a Navi, certain things need to be ingrained. He has to be born with certain abilities and certain talents, certain characteristics. He needs to be born with a certain ability to be a prophet. And then he has to perfect himself to indeed reach Nevuah. Mi'iver k'meshulam. Who's the blind person? K'meshulam, like somebody who is whole, that I've created to be a Navi, the Iver Ke'Eved Hashem. And who's the one who's an Iver, like the Eved Hashem, the one who worked on himself to become an Eved Hashem? Somebody like that, somebody who could be a Navi, and he doesn't want to hear, and he doesn't want to see the word of Hashem. That's the Iver, and that's the Cheresh. Ros Rabos, there are many things that a person could see. And he could see the wonders of Hashem. V'lo sishmar. And l'maisa, they don't guard it, they don't take an interest. Pakoach oznayim, they're able to open their ears and to hear what Hashem wants. V'lo yishma. And yet they don't hear. Hashem chofetz l'man tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir. Before we get to the way the Malbim learns that, there's a Gemara that says in Makos that we're all familiar with, but it's a drosha that there are, the way the Rishonim learn is a profound lesson. Rav Chananya ben Akashia Omer, a Gemara in Makos Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Chananya ben Akashia Omer. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Lezakos to bring merit to Klal Yisrael. Lefichach hirbo lehem Torah u'mitzvos. And therefore Hashem increased Torah and mitzvos. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says that we're learning now, Hashem chofetz leman tzidko, Hashem wanted to make Klal Yisrael righteous. He wanted lezakos as Yisrael. Hashem wanted leman tzidko, to make us tzadikim. And therefore yagdil Torah v'yadir, Hashem made Torah so great and mighty and glorious. That's the pshat that Hashem wanted lezakos as Yisrael. Rashi says, Lezakos es Yisrael, Kidei sheyehu mekablim schar. Hashem wanted that Klal Yisrael should get a reward, but mashem monim atzma min haveros, by holding themselves back from haveros. If you don't do an avera, you get a reward. Lefichach hirbo lahen, and therefore Hashem increased Torah and mitzvos. So Rashi explains, Shaloha yitzarech litzavos kama mitzvos v'kama azharos. There are many mitzvos and there are many warnings al shkotzim u'nevelos about eating insects and about nevelos. A nevelos is a dead animal. If a cow collapses on the street, it wasn't shechted. We've mentioned before, the Ramban says in Chumash, the word nevela is like the word nefela, that an animal just fell, it collapsed and died. An animal like that died, just died, people wouldn't want to eat it. It's not healthy. It's not, I know, it's an animal that just died like that in a vela. She'ein l'cha odom she'ein o kutz bohen. You don't have a person that's not disgusted by them. He's going to eat down, insects. He's going to eat a nevela. People don't want to eat that. Ela k'dei she'ekablu schar. So why did Hashem put such a mitzvah in the Torah? That we should be cognizant of the fact that when I sit down and I eat meat that had a shechita, and I would not eat a nevela, so I get schar. Al sheporshim mehen, by separating. So Hashem, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to give us a zechus, that there are many things you wouldn't do anyways. And the Torah wrote, don't do it. So when you don't do it, you kept the mitzvah. That's Rashi. The Rambam says another idea. A different thought, but also a very beautiful. The words of Agadata draw the heart. And after learning, you can say such a chazal. If there's a minyan, you can say a kaddish afterwards. These words of Agada. But knowing Rashi and the Rambam gives a different appreciation. The Rambam says as follows in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Meikorei ho'emuno b'toyro. From the fundamental beliefs in the Torah, ki kesheyekayim odom mitzvah, mitaryag mitzvos. If a person does a mitzvah, one of the taryag mitzvos, koroi uchehogen, in the proper manner, meaning with whatever is involved to it, he does at lishma with an avas Hashem and a yiras Hashem, and he does the mitzvah and with a dikduk, he's precise in the way he does it. He does a mitzvah the way it should be done. V'lo yishatei fimo kavono mikavono sa'olam. And he has no other intention v'shum ponim in any way ela sheyase oso lishma. But he does the mitzvah for the sake of Hashem. Me'ava, with the love of Hashem, kamo shebiarti l'cho, as I've explained. Hine zocha bo l'chayei ha'olam haba. If you do a mitzvah, bishleimus, the way it should be, you get olam haba. That's a ikari hamuna, and he says you do one mitzvah, you do a mitzvah, one of the taryag mitzvahs, that's your ticket to olam haba. Val ze omer Rabbi Chananya. So for this, Rabbi Chananya says, "Ki ha-mitzvos biyosam harbe." When the mitzvos are so many, e efsher shlo yase odom b'chayov achas mehem. It's such a beautiful lashon. The Rambam. The Rambam says it's impossible that a person shouldn't do in his lifetime one mitzvah al maskunta ushleimusa in the complete proper way. One mitzvah. Uvasoso oisa ha-mitzvah. And when he does that mitzvah, techayin nafsho ba'osa maisa. His nefesh will live. He brings life to his neshama with that maisa. With that maisa is his ticket. So there's so many mitzvahs, tariag mitzvahs, whether you're the type of person who likes to do chesed, or you're the type of person who has a feeling in davening, or you enjoy learning, you're perhaps a more intellectual person, or whatever it is, there's so many different areas, and you have the whole tariag mitzvahs. One mitzvah you'll do simply because Hashem wants you to do it for your love of Hashem. And you do that one mitzvah, you're zoicha to olam haba. Hashem chofetz leman tzidko. Hashem wanted to bring tzidkus, righteousness, to the person. Yagdil Torah v'yadir. And therefore Hashem makes the Torah great, v'yadir, and glorious, that He increased and He gave us taryag mitzvos, in order that one of them you'll certainly do perfect in your life, and that's your ticket to olam haba. And as Rashi learns, Hashem chofetz leman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir, there are many mitzvos that you would fulfill anyways. But Hashem made it a mitzvah in the Torah. So when we don't do it, you get the schar for doing a mitzvah. We'll stop here. Good chodesh.